And now this is a dictation for Virgilene. Oh, Virgilene is a V as in Victor, I-R-G-I-L-E-N-E. Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S, April 9, 45. Addresses a letter to Dr. Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Qureshi, a follow-up for Mrs. Saunders, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in September, comes in person. She fell at the most recent visit in your office. Did not require emergency room, superficial bruises, no fracture, no loss of consciousness. Mobility restricted from knee arthritis. She has chronic loose stools and incontinence from prior bowel surgery without any bleeding. Weight is stable, tolerating diet, no vomiting, dysphagia. Denies problems with urination, no incontinence, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema, no major ulcers, no discolor of the toes. Some degree of dyspneal activity, not at rest. No purulent arterial hemoptysis, no orthopnea PMV, no chest pain palpitation or syncope. She goes winter to Georgia, otherwise summertime here in Michigan. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Norvasc, lisinopril, verapamil, occasionally Lasix. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 144/72 right-sided, very pleasant, alert oriented intestine 3 person, overweight 223, neural wishes consolidation pleural effusion, appears regular, allowed aortic systolic ejection murmur with radiation to both carotid arteries, no neck masses, lymph nodes, or thyroid, no evidence of ascites or tenderness, no gross edema, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries are from December at Georgia. Creatinine 1.25, actually improved from previously 1.4, 1.5. Present GFR will be 42, stage 3. Potassium elevated 5.3, a normal sodium acid base. Elevated calcium 10.5 with a normal albumin and phosphorus. The protein creatinine ratio. Elevated. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, uric acid elevated 8.6. Protein in the urine, minimal blood. Prior 24-hour urine for excretion of calcium in the low side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, if anything, an improvement. No evidence of progression and no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, a small kidney on the right comparing to the left. Without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, hypertension, appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, proteinuria. However, no edema and normal albumin, so no non-nephrotic range. Next number, elevated calcium. Discontinued present calcium of vitamin D. Next number, previously documented, left ventricular hypertrophy. Clinically, no evidence of symptoms. Has preserved ejection fraction. Next number, chronic diarrhea and bowel incontinence since prior bowel surgery. Next number, osteoarthritis with a recent fall, lost balance, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, elevated uric acid but no recent gout. All issues discussed with the patient. She will be leaving to Georgia in October, so probably we're not going to see her until next year. End of dictation.